food for body and mind. My name is Caroline Harrison and I have a Master's in Education, a Bachelor's of Science in Psychology degree and a certificate in plant-based nutrition. Today I'm going to be talking about not sweating the small stuff. I've seen an interesting trend when observing people trying to transition to a vegan diet, and that is the fixation that some people have on getting every single minute detail of a vegan diet and lifestyle correct from the absolute get-go. Many people have this unrealistic expectation that they will have to get rid of every single little piece of animal product from their lives right from the start. And today I wanted to examine this expectation and look at the bigger picture. So I'm going to take these items in turn and discuss their impact. So let's look at red meat, white meat, fish, dairy and eggs first. For me, these meats along with dairy and eggs are the biggest contributors of suffering in our world. They're also the biggest cause of pollution and the biggest threat to your health. 70 billion land animals. Yeah, that was 70 billion land animals are slaughtered mercilessly every year to feed us humans. So the number one biggest thing that you can do to help is to stop eating all forms of meat and dairy. And with so many alternative items out there, it's pretty easy to switch these things out over a couple of days or weeks, and you know you're pretty good to go. Even eggs, which many people used to find hard, are just so much easier now because of the introduction of the Just Egg replacement. So in terms of the big picture, this is the one to keep in mind, to focus on the red meat, the white meat, the fish, the dairy and the eggs, and to look for all of those replacement products like your plant-based milks, your margarines, your alternative meats from the meat aisle, and to switch all these things out as far as possible, and that is going to be your big impact. Okay, so with that in mind, let's think about honey. Now, I have seen some people get absolutely obsessed by honey right at the very start of their vegan journey, and because they couldn't find a way to give up honey, they gave up all of their efforts to go vegan. Now, I call this the ultimate in throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Each vegan stops around 100 farm animals being raised and slaughtered each year. They save over 200,000 gallons of fresh water being wasted. Now that is a huge amount. And each vegan also saves about 60% in greenhouse gas production compared to a standard omnivore diet. Again, that is absolutely massive. So, if you haven't got the heart or the mindset to give up honey immediately, then that is fine. You can plan to phase it out in due course, or indeed you can be like my husband and continue to eat it if you really find it very difficult. You will still be making an enormous difference in the world, and if everyone gave up eating meat, dairy and eggs, then wow, we would have a completely different planet. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater just because you're a little bit stuck on honey. Hopefully one day you will get there and be like me and be like, oh, I don't need honey, I find alternatives. But in the very beginning, if honey is a really big issue for you, then just don't worry about it. Focus on the bigger picture. Okay, next up, wine and beer. I have also seen people become extremely frustrated because they cannot buy vegan wine locally. Once again, they think, well, if I can't have wine, I just can't do this whole vegan thing. But my response is to keep drinking your wine, okay? If you can switch over everything else, if you can switch out your beef to beans, if you can switch out your dairy cheese to vegan cheese, and if you can switch out your dairy yogurt to coconut yogurt, and if you can manage to cut out those eggs and maybe start using Just Eggs or some other egg replacement, then that is all fine. You can keep the wine. It's okay. Don't sweat the small stuff. Yes, non-vegan wine isn't ideal, and I'm not saying that, but let's keep it real. What is worse? Not eating animal products or dairy products and drinking some non-vegan wine, or saying, well, I can't do this, and eating animals and eating dairy products and drinking non-vegan wine. See, I hope you get what I'm trying to say here. In due course, you will find replacement wines and beers that you like. And as you learn more, you might even be encouraged to subscribe to a vegan wine delivery service or to search out particular vegan wines that you can get that are maybe a little bit further away, but you go and you buy them in bulk where you can find them. But what I really want to encourage you to think is about at all times is to keep the bigger picture in mind. If you can cut out the meat, the dairy and the eggs, but you have to have a glass of wine or two, and at the moment that's a non-vegan wine, then that is fine. Okay, the next thing that I see causing problems are things like shoes and belts. And it's another area I've seen people get fixated on is the idea of having to throw out and replace all of their leather and wool goods at once. Now, I've had people say, I can't go vegan because I have a leather sofa. And so that is something I have heard people worrying over. They say, well, I can't afford to buy a new sofa at the moment, so therefore I can't go vegan. But my answer is absolutely to say, do not worry about this kind of stuff at the beginning, okay? Focus on the big picture and what you can do easily. As time passes and you need to, say, for example, replace a pair of leather shoes, then you can buy non-leather ones at that time and buy vegan shoes then. Likewise with your sofa or your couch, replace it when it needs to be replaced or when you no longer want to sit in it. But don't think you absolutely have to throw all this stuff out right away. After all, the money has already been spent and you can't take it back now. So in many ways, it's the environmentally conscientious thing to do is to use these things until they are worn out. I personally found that about a year into being vegan, I just couldn't bring myself to wear those leather shoes anymore. And that really is the time where you can start to think to yourself, okay, when my conscience won't let me wear them anymore, that's the time to start replacing them. And you can hopefully do the same thing. That is after about a year or so, that was when I began to really research and look for alternatives, and you can hopefully try that as well. The most important thing to figure out is your main food items at first, like swapping out your Sunday roast from chicken dinner to turkey dinner and finding out which non-dairy milk you like best. And sure, there will be some people that will purge everything at once, but that doesn't mean they're any better than you. And you don't have to do this, especially if the thought of doing so means that you don't want to go vegan anymore. I would much rather you were vegan and you were sitting on a leather couch than you weren't vegan at all. Okay. The next thing is backyard chickens. Okay. And this can be a real deal breaker for some people. So if you have backyard hens, please do not think that you have to give up eating their eggs straight away. Now, if you can do that, then awesome. But once again, if you can stop eating and drinking all dairy products and switch to plant-based ones, and if you are able to stop eating all forms of meat, then my goodness, you are doing an amazing job. If everyone in the world ate like this, then we would be living in a different planet. You can transition yourself away from your backyard eggs gradually in the months and years to come as you learn more and more about how unhealthy eggs are for you and the benefits to your lovely chickens of allowing them to keep and consume their own eggs. But if even listening to me saying this sentence makes your blood boil, then cool, cool, cool. If you never get there with your backyard eggs, then you know what? That is okay. Once again, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Everything you can do to save animals and save water and to save greenhouse gas emissions is the right thing to do. So that brings me on to the next item, which is cosmetics and household cleaners. Many cosmetics and household cleaners contain animal products or are tested on animals, and neither of these things are desirable. animal testing is cruel and abhorrent. And if any of you have watched any images or footage of animal testing, you'll know exactly what I mean. But if we really want to make the biggest difference, then getting so stressed out about this whole vegan thing and finding it all too much and getting so stressed that you go back to eating meat because you can't do everything is actually much worse for the animals. So my advice here is to look for the alternatives as you are shopping, and as things run out, you can try out new things. It took me absolutely ages to find a decent shampoo that wasn't tested on animals and didn't contain any animal ingredients. In fact, it took me nearly 2 years, and several times I had to go back to my old shampoo because the new bottle I had tried that week was ruining my hair or causing an allergic reaction. However, I didn't berate myself. I didn't think, you know, you're a terrible vegan or you can't do this, because I knew this was all a process. And eventually, after trying loads of brands, I found a fantastic shampoo and conditioner set. It also took me absolutely ages to get a decent mascara that didn't like rub all over my face. But I got there eventually with some persistence. And you will find that you are able to do this too. So don't feel bad if these kind of things take you a while. They probably will take you a while. And a good tip is to look online, Google sources, and go onto your local Facebook page and your local vegan Facebook page and ask other people, you know, if they can recommend things. And you'll probably find that this saves you a lot of bother and heartache. But again, these things are your ideal situation. So don't berate yourself if it takes you a while to get there. So as you can hear, my theme here really is to say to you, focus on the bigger picture. The biggest actions that you can take are to cut meat, dairy, and eggs out of your diet. These products cause the biggest scale of suffering. And as I stated at the beginning, 70 billion land animals are slaughtered globally each year. If you stop participating in this industry by boycotting their products, you are going to make the biggest difference. And with all of the alternative products that are now available in supermarkets, boycotting meat and dairy and eggs really has never been easier. Once you have mastered this aspect of your life and you have switched out all of these food items, then you can start working your way through the other items. But whatever you do, don't quit being vegan just because you still have a leather belt or you can't find a replacement for your granola bar that contains honey just yet. You will get there. Start at the beginning and put one foot in front of the other and keep walking in the direction of your ambitions. And know that there is no such thing as the perfect vegan. There is just all of us being the best vegan that we can be. And as more and more people start walking along this path, the easier it will become for those that follow behind us. So let's shine that light brightly and show everyone how easy it is to be vegan. For help to start your own vegan journey, log on to veganonlineacademy.com and register for one of our courses today.